Thank you for calling XPO. This is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hello, I have a client on the other line that's calling in asking about the status of their appointment today.
Okay, do you have the FMS number?
Yeah, I have that whenever you are ready.
Ready.
So it's going to be 7668-4275.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, just haven't seen any additional notes for today, so I just wanted to make sure everything was fine.
Okay. I've tried that code 3 times. It's not pulling anything. Can I have the customer's phone number?
I have the shipment number if you want that as well.
Yeah, I can try it.
So that should be 078E4C28.
Okay, thank you. Edward Sims.
Yes.
Okay, and that's at 1202 Hitchcock Street in Plant City.
Correct.
Okay, one more. Okay, so I have it in here that Best Buy reached out to us around 11 today and advised that the customer
yep.
would not be home until after 1, called the SP who stated he'll
yep.
have the tech call the customer, advised rep if customer is not able to make it, he should reschedule. Rep accepted.
Yeah, that's what I see because the team had called the client at like 10 to let them know that they were on their way, and this was an afternoon appointment.
Right. But they're 12 to 2. In the
yeah, I do see that, but they were coming at 10 in the morning. And
okay.
I do see that, but I just don't see any notes or any pictures. Normally, I see with XPO, when there's like a not at home, I'll see pictures stating, you know, the front door or something like that. Where it's like not at home.
Okay. No, there wasn't an attempt made for my notes because they called the SP, who is the service provider, and they stated he'll have the tech call
yeah.
the customer because they were at a home, but they weren't at the customer's home. They
yeah.
were at the customer's home. So I don't see where they
yeah, they were at another
to
customer's home. Yeah, and they had the product on their truck. So that's my concern.
Right, and then Nana advised that this should be rescheduled because we're going to be there until after 1.
And that was in case the client was not home for when the team was going to be there. But there's no notes from the driver about an attempt on delivery, but he has the product on his vehicle.
Okay. He'll probably be bringing it back tonight or tomorrow morning when he picks up the new route, but they're not, yeah, they're done for the day. I don't see anything left on their route. So they're, yeah. Mm-mm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I'll go ahead and get that squared away then. Client was quite upset because no one made any attempt to contact them back after that. So, because
okay.
they were
I mean,
told
they're...
that the team called the client back, but they never did.
I mean, there may have been some confusion. I can escalate over for that. But, I mean, from my notes look like they were advising they wouldn't be home until after then. Our tech knew that they would be home before that. So they advised them to reschedule. That's what I'm seeing. So I'm not, you know.
And I'm seeing that, and I understand that. Just 2 hours early, that's my concern. If they were running 2 hours early trying to arrive on site, and the client's like, I have an afternoon appointment. I'm not going to be there until the afternoon. And so there was no contact back to the client after the fact.
Okay.
Yeah, because you see that delivery comment, the time is between 9 and 1, left message for customer. But the client booked a 12 to 8 time frame through Best Buy, which then narrowed down to a 12 to 2 time frame in your system.
Yeah, we're seeing different things, but that's okay. Regardless, the outcome is the same. So I'll go ahead and send that over and let them know what happened, and we'll try to get back with the customer. But as far as I can see, it looks like this would have to be rescheduled regardless. So I have that noted, and is there anything else that I could assist with at this time?
Nope, that'll be it. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you for calling XPO. Hope you have a great day.
You too. Take care.